Hello and welcome to the White Star Temple podcast. I'm Soltec, speaking to you from Australia, and this is episode 20. Welcome to the first episode for 2013, and I do hope that we can spend the year ahead together. I also hope that you enjoyed the meditations that I uploaded late last year. Let's take a look at some news and updates. Well, firstly, I'd like to let you know about a brand new series of free ebooks that I'm making available on the iBooks store. This series is based upon, of course, the wisdom from the Ascended Masters as given through the White Star Temple. Each mini-book is filled with beautiful, colourful mandalas, which illustrate the extracts of wisdom from the Ascended Masters that I have carefully chosen. The first two books are available, and they're called Spiritual Mastery and Soul Light. You can find these on the iBook store. Simply search for Soltec. Now, if you don't have an iPad, I've also made PDF digital versions available from my website, which you can freely download. They have the exact same layout and the same beautiful wisdom and imagery. You can go to my website, which is melchizedekuniversity.com. And Melchizedek is spelled M-E-L-C-H-I-Z-E-D-E-K. Well, let's hear from Simon Hinton of the UK and his feedback concerning my second iBook, Soul Light. And he says, "This little book is beautifully put together. It is brimming with divine gems of profound wisdom and subtlety, supported by a wonderful reflective aesthetic that could only be Soltec." Thanks, Simon, for that feedback. I'll be uploading more free mini-books in the near future. I intend to put out at least 10 of these, and I must say, they are such a joy to create. I came across recently a piece of software that helps me to create mandalas, so I'm having a lot of creative fun. Next, I'd like to let you know about a great package that I've put together and make available from my website. It's for people who are interested in learning how to channel and how to be an authentic channel. And if you are already channeling, then this is also a great resource for you. I guess over the years, and I'm talking 20 years since I first started channeling, I've had people frequently ask me, how can they learn to channel? And how do they know that they are really channeling and not just imagining that they are? And I've thought in the past that you can't really teach channeling. It's something that is innate within us all. But I guess in the last couple of years, I got tapped on the shoulder by Spirit and I started presenting a seminar based on my channeling experience. You can actually put forward procedures and techniques that enable the process and ensures that you are experiencing an authentic channeling conduit. So the package is comprised of a small manual. It actually represents my 20 years experience with proven procedures, as well as lots of good information. I've also included an audiobook version of this, as well as sample channeling lectures. I've also identified four key elements that are essential to the authentic channeling experience. And when you purchase this package, I make myself available to you to answer any questions that may arise from working with this manual. So you can find a link to it on my website, and I'd be delighted if you considered this package appropriate to you. Well, again, speaking of mandalas, I really have been creative this year, and I've produced what I consider to be a really exquisite photo card set that features, again, ascended master wisdom, carefully combined with a wonderful mandala. And the two complement each other really well for a lovely experience. I realized, particularly having been on Facebook with my White Star Temple group for some time now, that people generally really respond to images. And the more colorful and beautiful the images, the greater the response. So it came to mind that wouldn't it be great to combine the beauty of images with the beauty of the Ascended Master Wisdom from the White Star Temple. So I've done this, and I'm keen to do more, in fact. The first set has 30 cards, photo-sized cards, and I've also made this available from my website as a digital download. So you can self-print these cards or go to a printing kiosk and print them out, which is what I do. I've made a free sample pack available. It is 10 of the cards. So you can download this, see how you feel about the cards and the imagery and the beautiful wisdom. And then if you really enjoy it, I'm hoping that you'll purchase the whole set. Here in my hometown, I've printed out a whole bunch of them and given them to friends. And of course, now their friends want them too. So it's been a really uplifting experience for me. I've also had a request to create an angel photo card set. So I'll probably be working on that in the near future. And I know that there's a lot of angel card sets out there, but the experience of the angelic realm through the White Star Temple is a very different one to how generally the angels are represented. They're not nearly as fluffy as we think they are. And I've mentioned this before in earlier episodes. They're in fact very powerful beings who are quite unfamiliar in their demeanor to us, but they can bring through quite astonishing information and wisdom. And there are a number of archangels associated with the White Star Temple. There is, of course, Archangel Michael, but there is a lesser-known archangel called Kirael, who is specific to this temple experience. So I'll be working on that, and I'll let you know when it also becomes available. So that's it for my updates so far, but I'd love to hear from you. I don't have any other feedback to share in this episode, so do please get in touch either by Facebook, go to Soltec Channel, or by email, which is melchizedekuniversity@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. I'm here with Colleen. Colleen, you've been a part of my temple book group for quite some time. Would you like to share what it is that you enjoy about the White Star Temple's wisdom through the Ascended Masters?
Good afternoon, Soltec. It's great to be here with you. And I'm just so pleased and happy that I've been able to join your group. The transformation that happens when you join groups like this is ongoing. And the knowledge that you acquire is simply amazing and incredible. And the comfort that you get out of it too. It's just so good to know that we've got so much support, and that they're there encouraging us and just saying how amazing we are and what we're doing in this earth when we feel we're all struggling. And it is really good to get that encouragement that they give us. It's also a gathering of like-minded people, which is really, really important in this world. Thank you, Soltec.
Thank you, Colleen. Since I've been talking about these particular free mini books, I thought I'd share with you some of the extracts that are contained with them, so you get a sense of what I'm offering. So here's a couple from the Egyptian Ascended Master, Akhenaten, who says, "You have catalogued every memory and every instance of love that you have birthed. You hold within yourself the vastness of all that you have learned and come to know. It is with you in every moment. It is a treasure that is ongoing. It is the payment that you bring to God for life itself. We give this gift all that we are, the infinite self. He says next, every soul is known to you and you to every soul. We have come to understand and to know each other across all planes of existence. We have witnessed it all. We have witnessed each other. You have an intimacy with every being, for we have had eternity within which to find and seek each other out. And Sananda says, as you go about your daily lives within your physical realm with all of its distractions, it can seem as though nothing particularly extraordinary is happening. Such is the nature of the physical illusion here, that it does indeed veil the bigger picture of you, which is accelerating remarkably. As the moments pass in this illusion of time, your spiritual consciousness is simultaneously experiencing all lifetimes that were, are, and shall be. The overarching soul that is you, experiencing all of these life streams, is being grown and evolved by each aspect of you. For, as with anything within creation, it is not simply about the one purpose, so that your soul's growth and the expansion of your oversoul has a greater purpose than to just serve oneself. It has the purpose of moving the whole of creation forward as a unified consciousness. Well, I hope you've enjoyed those few extracts from my iBook, Soul Light. Before we journey into the free Ascended Master Meditation for this episode, I'd like to make mention that for some time now, I have been drawn to creating an online meditation group. I do this, of course, in my own hometown where I have regular meditation circles face to face. But more recently, I've had some interest over the internet from people who would wish to be part of my meditation circles, but of course, either live in a different city or in a completely different country. So this is an idea that I wish to explore, to create a special online meditation group. In fact, I may create two, because I'm going to be working with a very special energy called the Apostle for most of this year. So I do wish to create an Apostle group. This will be comprised of audio meditations and also interactions in other mediums as well. My long-standing and long-running Wednesday night meditation group, from which the White Star Temple had its beginnings and growth, has actually come to the conclusion of a 7-year cycle and is now reinventing itself. The temple, of course, still exists, but the focus of this particular group is now changing, and it's now coming into the purpose of helping participants to reacquaint themselves with their relationship to God, finding their intimacy with both the divinity within and the greater presence. So for this focus, which I think is absolutely beautiful, I'd like to build an online meditation group around it as well. So if you are drawn to either or both of these groups, please do get in touch. I'll keep you updated in this particular podcast, but I'd like to see if there is indeed interest for me to step forward to doing that, because there will be a cost to me to do that, and therefore there will be a subscription to these meditation groups. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to become involved with you in this process. My email is melchizedekuniversity@gmail.com. And Melchizedek, again, is spelled M-E-L-C-H-I-Z-E-D-E-K. I'd like to thank the guy behind Meditation Activation, who kindly produces my podcast for me. You can find him on Facebook. He does great artwork and great music. So lastly, now we come to the promised free meditation as given through the White Star Temple. The White Star Temple, of course, is an energy platform upon which we meet with the Ascended Masters, the angelic realm, and other beings of high dimensions and light. As with any of my meditations, I encourage you to take the time to place yourself into your usual meditative state of mind, and in that way you will receive the fullness of the energies that come through with the words. I must say, it's always an ongoing pleasure to share my work with you. The meditation that I'm presenting today is actually from my new refocused Wednesday night group, and the Ascended Master is Serapis Bay. It's about 24 minutes long, and as part of this new focus on reacquainting ourselves with our intimacy with God, my channeling now incorporates periods of silence where the energies deepen. So I hope that you enjoy this, and of course I always welcome your feedback. Well, that's all for this episode. I'm Soltec, speaking to you from Australia. All the best and bye for now. Greetings, dearest ones. It is I, Serapis Bay, who is with you in this moment. And dearest Akhenaten speaks wise words indeed. And more than this, the love that is with you is powerful beyond recognition. You come into the lightness of spirit, where there is held great beauty. And you come into the empowerment of self and sense this strongly. So bring this to your awareness, coming into your energetic fullness, so to speak, as if inflating, expanded, and the spiritual lungs are filled to capacity, and it's as if all of creation this powerful presence that is you, and so it is. Do you see? For we are the one ocean, the one current, and you are powerfully experienced. By those whom are not separate from you and never were. There is great power held within. It is, of course, the divine breath. And the inscrutable, astonishing complete and comprehensive experience of love that you are. For you are born of it, are of it, and are yet to become it, though this may seem a paradox. One gesture from your consciousness, so to speak, can send shockwaves of love throughout your universe. This is how powerful it is to be divine. And to be human in your awareness. For you have no lesser capacity for this. We shall work with this power of love. For in coming into recognition of it, the deepening and intimacy that you seek moves closely to you. Do you see? We shall not work with the power of love to bring gesture to it. We do not gaze outwardly, but we shall discover this power of love. So that you may receive of it, that you may draw it to you and from within you. That our gaze turn inward and find the greater depth. It is a promise that you shall bring to the self in love and in gratitude. So then we begin this day and all days then subsequent to this shall be your journey toward spirit. Come into the feeling. Come into your empowerment. Feel how vast you are becoming. There is no containment and never was. and you breathe as if it were for the first time. Pure and effortless. The breath is always held in song. Take a moment to sense the spirit of self. To breathe in newness. And to find my embrace. Hold in your consciousness. The words, I am love. Hold this to you as the greatest treasure. Tell yourself. Over and over. Take your time and speak gently and lovingly to the self. Bring these words into your consciousness. I am love. I am cherished. I am adored. For all eternity. I exist in the newness of love. I exist. And so then all beauty is with me. I am powerful and a powerful agent of change. I am limitless. And no obstacles are before me. I create and am created. Come into your breath. Come into your joy. For are not these things that I have said cause for unending celebration? Be unburdened. Humanness is a falsehood. You understand it is illusion. So then be at peace. Bring not the humanness to spirit, but rather spirit to your humanness. There is wisdom to this. Come into the feeling of you, how you feel, the experience of you. Without thought, nor the story of life. Simply how it feels. When you feel. Thank you. you begin to become aware. That the more you sense the presence of self, the more you sense the presence of those whom are with you in this moment. Do you see? To come into the trueness of self. Is to find you are not separate. And for the humanness. What a blessing this can be. The ones whom are with us, the ones whom are here now, they are a living heartbeat. And you become a delicate instrument. And every breath in spirit and the heartbeat of creation and those whom are with you and with you in physical form. As if they shimmer across the surface of the instrument that you are. Every resonance, every movement, no matter how seemingly tiny, you sense. It is so delicate, and you never imagined how beautiful it could be to feel another, through pure awareness, and more than this, through the conduit of love, the glue, so to speak, that binds us all. The temperature of love is raised. And shall be with you for a time. And as your human days return and the busyness also, there remains a sensitivity. For you have made your choices, and these unfold. Stay a moment longer, for I am with you. The energies remain. And I am Serapis Bay. Adonai.